很多的语言。
And the people of India already know the world's kind of wrecked up because they live in the Indian subcontinent and it's the government's never functioned. It's never been functional. And so Indians know how to go around the problem because they don't expect much out of government. When we talk about the chaos of the earth, they shake their head, they know, because it's never been functional in India.
印度人觉得这世界是一个很混乱的事情，因为他们自己的政府从来就不工作，不正常工作。
Yeah, it's always been chaos.
但是他们都知道怎么样 go around, 就是怎么样能够绕过这些问题。
And so in our culture today, it doesn't matter, in many countries, you know, of Asia, particularly India, you see it, other countries of Asia, it seems like government, the people in the populace of these countries don't expect much out of government.
所以在这些国家，老百姓都对那个政府的指望不是很大。
They know it's a pothole in the road. It's a broken road, and you have to go around the pothole, which I will tell you, Indians can do better than anyone else.
路上都是洞，你一开车的时候一定要绕过这些洞。
So is the world, it seems like that it's happening in our country too. You know, I used to think America was a stable place, but living over in Asia, looking back in America, I'm thinking, oh my goodness, what's happening in our own country? Western civilization is collapsing before our eyes. Where do I go now? I don't even want to go back to my own country. Maybe I should stay in India.
我以前觉得美国是不一样的，但是现在看看好像美国也是很大的问题。
So in this new year, I don't know how you feel, but I feel like everything is collapsing around me in this world. I feel that. Both in India and in Asia, but for parts in Asia and in my own country, I feel that in my soul.
So 我现在看看新年到来的时候，看好像世界的周围到处都在毁坏之中，不管是在世界别的地方还是在美国。
So everything seems sort of unstable.
所以这些地方都很不安宁。
And so I ask myself the question, you know, it's a long plane flight over here. So I'm asking myself the question, what is happening?
所以问我自己到底怎么回事?
And I begin thinking of the scriptures, and I think, you know, the problem today is no different as it was in ancient time.
所以我就想到圣经了，其实我们现在的问题跟以前古代的时候问题是没有什么差别。
Because we have to ask the question, what is man up to? What are the peoples of the earth up to?
就世界上这些人到底他们在做什么?
And it's always been up to chaos. I mean, I don't think there's ever been a time when it's quote-unquote stable.
其实他们一直是在一个混乱之中，没有任何时间是安宁的。
And so if you look in Psalms 2, we see that the psalmist felt the same way.
所以我们假如读一下诗篇第二篇的话，诗人是一样的感觉。
And so he answers the question, what is the world up to?
这世界到底是在做什么?
Well, what are the nations up to? What are the peoples of the earth up to?
这些国家，这些人们。
He says very clearly in Psalms 2, he says, he starts with a rhetorical question, why are the nations in uproar and the peoples devising a vain thing?
这诗篇第二篇说得很清楚，外邦为什么争闹？ 万民为什么谋虚幻的事？
And so, what is it that they're about? What are the vain thing and what is the vain thing they're devising?
他们所做的这些空虚的事情到底是为了什么？
It says in verse 2, he says, the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed.
第二节说，世上的君王一起起来。
Let us tear their fetters apart and they're cast away their cords from us.
郡臣一同商议，要抵挡耶和华，并他的受膏者，说：“我们要挣开他们的捆绑，脱去他们的绳索。” It's
very interesting. In verse 1, the nations, actually the Hebrew word is Gentiles. It actually is the word for Gentiles.
这个非常有意思的这里边指到的国家，实际上就指的不信神的人。And
the word uproar actually is used in the Hebrew language of a thronging together with hostile intent. It's kind of a tumult where they're gathering together to plot something that's not good.
这里边一个英文字 uproar，就指这些国家、这些人民非常的猖獗，要抵抗神。
And it says the rulers take counsel together. In other words, they're devising, they're taking counsel, the idea is musing and, you know, plotting, thinking, planning, scheming about something.
这些掌权者，他们是在有意的在计划一些事情。
Now what is that something?
这个是什么的事情？
It's against the Lord. The word, Hebrew word, the Lord is Yahweh, anointed is Messiah. So it's against the Lord, Yahweh, and the Messiah. They want to throw off his rule. That's basically what it amounts to.
他们所做想做的就是要抵抗丢弃耶和华神的掌管。
They want to throw off God's rule and put themselves in charge. It's basically what it is.
让他们自己来掌管。
So it's very simple.
所以很简单。
And it's been going on since ancient time.
其实这个事情从来没有停过。
We know the world got so godless at one time that the Lord had to destroy everyone except Noah and his family and repopulate it.
我们知道有一段时间事情糟糕到什么程度呢？神要摧毁所有人，除了挪亚的家族。
But it wasn't before long before they created this little kingdom called Babel, and they were going to build a structure to heaven and pretty much take charge. They didn't want to scatter over the earth.
但是没有很久以后，我们就听到了那个巴比塔的那个故事，他们要。造个塔通向天就是要控制所有一切。
And we see this Babylon kind of concept in Nebuchadnezzar's soul himself when he says, you know, I made all these things. You know, he looks out over his all of his kingdom and he says, you know, I'm in charge.
所以这个巴比塔就是一个象征，就是我是在受控制，我是控制者。
And we see this theme throughout scripture culminatingultimately in the world galvanizing around one figure at the end of human history to take charge and throw off God's rule.
所以其实在人类的历史上我们就看到了整个这个过程就是要抛弃神的掌管。
When he says, let us tear their fetters apart, cast away their cords from us, it has the idea of a yoke where an ox is strappedby leather straps to an ox cart, and he's pulling that ox cart.
就像这个第三节里边说，我们要挣开他们的绑捆绑，脱去他们的绳索，就好比是一只牛要摆脱他那个 yoke 能够自己控制自己。
So the goal is to simply tear it off, to cast it off, almost like a scarf. You just fling it off.
就这个目的就是要丢毁、丢弃神的掌管。
Now, what is God's response?
那神的反应是怎么样？
God is amused by this.
神当然是藐视这些。
You know, it reminds me, he's amused by it because he's like the giant who created all these creatures, and these tiny little creatures are trying to throw off his rule. It's actually humorous.
因为他是个巨人，创造了所有这些渺小人。
I don't know if you read the book Gulliver's Travels, but it's a classic.Novel actually written by Jonathan Swift, who was a clergyman, and it's this giant, he seems like it's this man who goes on a journey and he gets shipwrecked on this island of Lilliput, and it's the Lilliputians who are little people who are 6 inches in height. They're just little tiny people, 6 inches.
I don't know if you've read this book called Gulliver's.我自己没有读过，他是说，这个人在船上翻船了，好到了一个岛上，就是 Lilliput 那个岛上，那岛上的人都是小人，就那么六寸长。
So the whole story is satire because eventually things go south, they go in a different direction, and they get angry at Gulliver, and they want to, you know, tie him up, and it's just this picture of these little tiny people trying to subdue.What is to them a giant?
这是个笑话。反正到后来，这些小人对这个大人巨人很气愤，他们都想进攻这个大人，然后把他捆绑起来。
So you can imagine, God is sitting on his throne. He knows he's going to come back and set up his kingdom. He knows he's already installed his Messiah, the Lord, Christ, to rule over.Everything, and he's going to come back, as you see in this chapter, He's going to shatter the nations and subdue them all under his rule, under his feet.
我们知道、神在他的现在对他的天国，但有一天他是要回来，把所有这些、抛弃他的全部要摧毁。
And so here are these little creatures like us on the planet who are very, you know, we're real self-important and we're going to Switzerland and Davao and we're declaring what is going to happen in the world. We're going to control the world. And God is just looking, he's amused by it. He's amused.
So, 地上的这些无能的小人，他们觉得他们是能够控制所有一切，但是神在天上看着他们是在嘲笑他们。
And so he can't help but chuckle as the king of the universe that this is what his creatures are doing.
So he, 忍不住会嘲笑这世上的这他被他所创造的这些人都在做什么。
And so at the end of the psalm, since God is going to come back and he's going to shatter the nations and bring them under his rule and Messiah's rule,He's saying in the end of the psalm, the climax is, show discernment. Put your trust in the Son now while there's time.
所以这诗篇到最后、是说，你要真是要把你的信赖寄于神在耶和华那。
And so in verse 10, we see the verbs there, a string of imperative verbs in Hebrew. It's basically show discernment, take warning, worship, rejoice, do homage. All of them have to do withEssentially, in a New Testament sense, put your trust in Christ. Turn to Him. Do homage to the Son. He's going to rule.
所以、这个诗篇到后来、强调的就是，所以真是你要把你的信赖依基于耶和华身上。
So, if you haven't put your trust in Christ yet,、since He's going to rule, I encourage you to do that. There's always、a time to do it. You can be older, you can be younger, but if you haven't put your trust in Christ,He's going to rule. Put your trust in him.
因为耶稣是要主宰这个世界，所以假如你现在还没有把你的信赖寄予他身上的话，我真是愿你能够知道耶稣，能够接受耶稣。
But now, what about us who are believers? We know how it's going to end. I mean, we know the end of the story that he's going to win in the end. He's going to rule.
我们作为基督徒，我们知道、神是要回来掌管所有一切的。那我们应该现在应该怎么做
？So I was thinking, what are we to do now while we're living in this alien world? They're trying to take over. They think they're in charge. They're not. He's going to rule. So what are we to do now as his kingly subjects, and we wait for his rule? What are we to do now?
我们作为他的子民，我们现在生活在一个那些不信神的主被他。那些人主管的世界上，我们应该做怎么
？In other words, how are we? I mean, we're like foreigners. We're foreigners. We really don't. This world is not our home. We're living in this tempestuous, temporary world, and we're citizens of the next world, where our king is going to rule, and we're to wait on him in this chaotic environment. We're to wait.For it all to come about.
我们本来不属于这个世界，我们是旅居者而已。
So how are we to live as his kingly subjects, waiting for the kingdom to come?
我们怎么应该过我们的生活，等待着耶稣基督的再来？
Well, if you turn to Matthew chapter 5, actually Jesus is going to answer this for his disciples on how we're to live while we wait for his kingdom.
我们可以翻到马太第五章。那里耶稣告诉他的门徒。
And so he goes to this, a famous Sermon on the Mount. We know this passage、by heart. And he goes to the mountain and he sits down and he teaches disciples. He's going to teach them kingdom living. This is how I want you to live while you wait for my kingdom to be consummated in the future. This is how I want you to live now in this chaotic world.
这次我们就看到那个、耶稣告诉他的门徒、他们在等待这个神的天国在到来的时候、他们应该做什么
So I want you to read and think about these principles, these kingly characteristics in that light as a subject, a kingly subject, citizen of the kingdom, living in this foreign world that's hostile and it's going to end in hostilityUntil God subdues it under His control. So we're living in this foreign country as His kingly subjects. So I want to, waiting for His kingdom. So think about these passages, this passage, the Sermon on the Mount, in that context.
So, 我们来想一想，就是我们生活的这个不属于我们的世界，这个地方等待天国再来的时候，我们应该有什么样的特性？我们这些基督徒。
So then, let's look at verse 3. He says, "Blessed." Let's look at the. There's several characteristics. Let's look at the first.
这有好几个特性。我们看一下第一个，就是第三节。
Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted.
虚心的人有福了。
And before that, he says,
他们是因为天国是他们的，哀痛的人有福了，因为他们会得彼得安慰。
He says, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." So, what does it mean to be poor in spirit in the kingdom of heaven?
在天国里边，那个虚心的人或者是哀痛的人是什么意思？
You know, this is the first quality, I think, that introduces the others. And I believe poor in spirit, it doesn't mean physical poverty, because this is poor in spirit.
这个虚心的人，他并不是说，这英文是 poor in spirit, 并不是指的我们经济上的贫穷。
When I think about poor in spirit, it's like the quality of humility. The fruits of the spirit...don't list humility, but you must have humility to have the fruits of the Spirit, to even begin to process the fruits of the Spirit.
是指的谦卑。
So here, poor in spirit is the introduction to these other characteristics. And what it means is a complete dependence on the Lord, a yieldedness to Him.
你有了这个特性，就会带给你别的特性，就是你要百分之百的彻底的依赖神。
You know, we're not going to desire the other kingdom characteristics in our lives unless we first have humility, which Nebuchadnezzar lacked.
就是我们没有这个谦卑，我们就不会有别的特性。
But God humbled him, didn't he? He spent 7 years eating straw like an ox, and he learned, God is in charge of human history, I'm not.
所以神让他变得谦卑。
So it's kind of a breaking point in our lives where we realize, you know, I'm not in control. The Lord is. I'm going to yield to Him. I'm going to put my trust in Him each day.
就像要破碎我们，让我们正是承认神是在掌管。
It would be like Luke 9:23, where he says, you know, Jesus says, if anyone wishes to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily.
就像路加第九二十三节里面所说。
And so Jesus was poor in spirit when he said in the Garden of Gethsemane, "Not my will, but thine be done. I'm going to submit to you, Lord."
所以耶稣也是谦卑的，就像他在该斯马尼院里边的说，是神在天父在掌管，并不是他。
And so Jesus, as the King and ruler of the universe, who's going to sit on his throne, he's not telling us to do something he hasn't done himself.
耶稣是坐在宝座上。
In his incarnation, he submitted to the Father, he yielded to the Father completely.
就他在地上的时候，他彻底依附天父。
And he carried his own cross.
他背了自己的十字架。
And he climbed Golgotha and was nailed to that tree for us. And so he was poor in spirit, submitting to the Father.
So 他被钉在十字架上，他这个贫穷，这个谦虚是指的他彻底依附天父。
And so that's what we're to have in our lives, is submit to the Lord Jesus in our lives.
所以在我们生活当中，我们一定要我第一个事情所要做的就是，就是在神面前谦卑。
Now, when I look at this list, I think we repeat them like a cycle in our lives. I don't think you say, okay, I'm in poor in spirit, I've been broken, now I can move on. I think we kind of go through cycles and we return to this submission idea. Sometimes as we get older, I don't think it ever stops, this cycle of reminding ourselves to submit to Him.
我们看看这个八福里边这个所列的这些特性的时候，往下看的时候，看到每一个其他的特性，都要提醒我们跑到第一个特性，那就是谦卑。
And you know, I think God has put people around us to, like, you remember Pinocchio, the little Jiminy Cricket who's on the shoulder, and he's reminding Pinocchio, don't do this. I don't think it's a good idea. Don't do this.
就像我们知道那个 Pinocchio 那个，经常提醒我们不要做这个事情，不要做这个事情。
And so, if you're married, probably your wife is that little Pinocchio on your shoulder, saying, I don't think this is a good idea.
假如说你是已经结婚了，也许你的配偶就是那个 Pinocchio.
Or it may be your daughter or son telling you that.
也许是你的子女告诉你。
Or it could be a neighbor.
或者是邻居。
But I know every time I didn't listen to my little Jiminy Cricket on the shoulder, which is my wife, let's say, I got in really bad trouble. I got, you know, it wasn't a good idea. I should have listened, you know.
对我来说，有时候假如不听我的太太的话，我经常会遇到问题。
So God places people in our lives to return us to this poor in spirit, this dependence on the Lord.
所以神在我们边周围放了很多人，是提醒我们。
Then he says, blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted.
哀痛的人有福了，因为他们必得安慰。
You know, we mourn in this fallen world.
所以我们在这个破碎的世上，我们哀痛。
You know, it's a very human, fragile struggle in this world, and so we mourn as we take our journey through it.
所以我们作为一个很软弱的人，我们走道路的时候，我们在这破碎的世界上走道路的时候，我们经常会感到哀痛。
I think we mourn the fallen people around us, the sin patterns of people around us, and we mourn when we look in the mirror and we see it in our own life. And so there's a mourning, I think, in our struggle of carrying our cross with Christ.
所以我们当我们看到周围以及罪人犯的罪，我们 I痛.
And then he says, blessed are the gentle, for they shall inherit the earth.
温柔的人有福了，因为他们必承受地上。
Now the word gentle actually was used of in the context of a horse. No one would say a horse is a weak animal.
虽然没有人会说那个马是一个很弱的动物，但是这个词gentle，这个温柔是经常与这个马有关。
So the idea here, gentle, is controlled strength. It is taking, it's basically submitting to God and His leadership in our lives, and it's controlled strength. It's channeling that strength in a way to encourage others.
这个温柔实际上就是对神的服从。 是你是有能力的，但是这能力是被控制的能力。
You know, I think of someone who had this quality. I think many of you old timers like me in the church who go way back in College Station Chinese Church remember someone I think of who had this for sure was well, there's a lot of people I can think of, but I think of Jimba, you know, he was here many years, and he had such patience when I was helping him in his older years.
So,
the only time he lost his patience is when I helped put him in the nursing home in Houston, and at that time he lost a little patience with me. But that's okay. He was patient for so long. I don't hold it against him.
他就一次不耐烦了对我，那就是当时要把他放到那个养老的地方去。And
so there's many people in this congregation exercise patience in the Lord. I remember when I was essentially a guinea pig. You were a guinea pig for an experiment when I was just learning about Chinese culture. Everyone gets a gold medal here, okay? Because you were patient. Okay, you were patient.
So, 我们以前老的那个会员里边，很多人都是非常的有耐心。
And so God wants us to be gentle. I think that's hard for us men sometimes. We can lose patience and say the wrong thing or do the wrong thing. And I think that's where we need humility to go and say, you know, I'm sorry.
So, 神是要我们有个温柔的心，但是我们作为人，我们经常会失去我们的耐心。
Now, in an honor-shame culture of India, which I think surpasses all other cultures in terms of honor-shame, That's very difficult for a man leading his family to do in an Indian context.
Yeah.
It's not easy. It's not easy in honor shame culture to do this.
Yeah, 我不知道 the honor shame culture how to fail.
Yeah, and it's not easy to do in a culture that's not honor shame because we all have pride, right?
因为我们都有骄傲.
So we need to learn when we make a mistake to admit it.
我们犯错误的时候，我们需要接受，然后从中学到功课.
Then he says, blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied.
下面一节，饥渴慕义的人有福了，因为他们必得饱足。
Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. What does it mean to hunger and thirst for righteousness?
饥渴，这个饥渴什么意思？
Well, I think of Psalms 119. Psalms 119.
诗篇一，19.
Where David says his soul is crushed with longing all day after thy commandments. He wants to do God's commandments.
所以大卫说他饥渴神的旨意.
And so that's the heart we're to have. We're to yearn for God's righteousness.
就是饥渴神的义.
Little Jiminy Cricket tells me I need a Kleenex. Could you bring me one? It's a little hot up here. I don't know why. I'm going to take my coat off. One thing is I take my coat off. I'm going to take my tie off too. It's getting a little hot. I just came from a. I noticed I did have the maroon color for the maroon color for A&M. And you know, I didn't go to A&M.
我没有上,
but I got here as fast as I could.
但我尽快来到这儿.
And I never, even though I graduated from UT, I always liked A&M better because the people at UT are crazy. They're crazy.
虽然我是在阿斯顿德州大学，但是我更喜欢农工大学.
Yeah. We know that. I mean, we all know that. And so, we need to have that hunger and thirst for righteousness. And I think of someone I'd like to say, Fan Yi Xing, you know, passed away, our dear brother. He was known by many of us.
So, 我们要渴慕神的义，我就想到以前一个很久以前过世的一位弟兄.
And he was a great translator. I mean, I was the worst person to translate for, which you're finding out. You're finding that out. I'm a horrible person to translate because I say several sentences at one time. And so you have to kind of translate the sense of what I'm saying. But Fan Yi Xing, we spend so much time together, he knew exactly what I was going to say before I even said it. And so he knew the scriptures well, he knew my mind, and he was really the best translator I've ever had, Fan Yi Xing. So to honor him, he was a person who sought God's righteousness and sought to implement it in his skill of translating.
我们一起画了很多时间，他对圣经非常的熟，他也知道我要说什么。
And in fact, he and I would get into discussions about politics. You know, when I would pass through College Station, sometimes we would go walking on the track near his home. And we would talk about politics, both China and America. And we always would end the discussion after a lot of arguing and debating and talking.
很多的那个争论,
that ultimately, we're going to wait for his kingdom. He's going to fix it all, and we put our trust in him.
最后我们说,我们要等神的天国的再来。
So we both ended the discussion longing for his righteousness on the earth, that one day it's going to come. We always ended with the anticipation that's the only answer.
So, 唯一的结果就是我们争论到最后就等着神的再来.
Then he says, blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy.
下面是连续的人有福了. 因为他们必蒙也许。
You know, mercy is the action of bending or stooping to show compassion or favor to someone inferior in position than yourself.
这个这连续就是指你对一个比你在你人的感觉里比你差的那个人去显露自己的。
I remember when I was walking to an area of India at a guest house and where I was staying, and there was a lady in front of the guest house on the sidewalk pulling grass.
我在印度一个住的一个宾馆里的时候，旁边有个女的在地上拔草。
And it was very hot, and I just saw her there, and they often sit there and have their lunch.
天气很热，我看到他们经常也坐在那边吃饭。
And the place where I stay, there's different levels and castes, and they're all to be respected in their station there on the campus.
所以在我住的地方有不同档次的。
But I noticed that time, it was a little hot, so I just told her, I said, you know, just eat under the veranda. There was a porch there, and I said, just come bring your food under the veranda.
有一次天气很热，我就对那个女的说，你可以坐在那阴凉的地方。
And she stretched out her hand and pushed me away and away by pushing her hand out and saying, Dalit, Dalit. And that means, Dalit is the scheduled caste of the lowest caste in India. And they're called untouchable caste. And what she was saying is, stay back. You know, don't get near me. I'm untouchable.
Because her 社会上的那个地位比较低，她用手阻止我，告诉我不要碰她，因为她是属于低档的。
Well, I didn't listen. I took her bag and her food and I moved it over under the porch. And so eventually she moved and ate under the shade.
但是我没有听她的，我把她带到那个有阴凉的地方。
And then her husband joined her.
然后她的老公也参与了。
So mercy is doing something like that. You're extending grace.To those who are of a different station in life.
怜悯就这个意思，就说你把你的爱心施舍给那位比你低的人。
And of course, we as Americans, let's be frank, the whole thing is ridiculous. I mean, it's the whole caste system is from a dark culture of Hinduism. It's not even, there's nothing biblical about it. The lady's equal with me. It's ridiculous. The whole thing is just ridiculous. But as Americans, we have to be careful because we can get in trouble by...transgressing their culture, but sometimes, you know, you just got to do what you got to do.
他那种等级观念当然是不符合圣经的。
But then also mercy, I think of, is extending forgiveness for those who don't deserve it. I think of Joseph, who forgave his brothers.
这个怜悯里面还有一个很重要的，就是指的你对那些不配的人，你能够原谅他们。
Think of Jesus who from the cross said, Father, forgive them. They know not what they do.
就像耶稣在十字架上所说的。
Then he goes on and
he goes, 原谅他们，他们不知道他们做什么。
Yeah, Jesus forgave when he could have destroyed them all.
他原谅了他们，他是有能力把他们摧毁的。
And we're going to skip over some of these, but I'll just read them quickly. Blessed are those who are pure in heart, for they shall see God.
清心的人有福了，因为他们必得见神。
So purity is a big theme in the scriptures. It has to do with integrity and authenticity and godliness and holiness inside our being.
这个清心就指的就品德的真清纯。
And also peacemakers. They should be called sons of God.
使人和睦的人有福了，因为他们必称为神的儿子。
A peacemaker is hard work. It God sent Christ to the world, and Christ had to go to the cross. So peacemaking is demonstrated. It's not just an emotional feeling. It's a work. It's an action we do.
使人和睦不是一件容易的事情，需要做很多的功，花很多的。就像一个例子是耶稣为了和我们和睦，他走到十字架上去为我们而死。
Christ had to come to the earth and leave his eternal throne and climb Golgotha and take our sin on the cross. It was a grueling, suffering, active work that Christ did that to bring peace.
耶稣离开了他的宝座，来到我们的世上，背着自己的十字架，被钉死在，带了我们的罪，被钉死在十字架上。
And so I think in our families, we can take leadership in our relatives, sometimes, and maybe just friends, people we have animosity with or haven't forgiven us. Maybe God is calling us this year to say, you know, I'm going to take an active role in being a peacemaker.
在我们家头里边，也许是有人冒犯了我。
I'm going to extend forgiveness.
但是我们可以在新的一年里边，把我们的那个饶恕也带给他们。
Sometimes we can be like the elephant who never forgives and never forgets. I think wives sometimes can be that way. You know,
有时候我们就像一个象牙，从来就不饶恕。
And so, can we be a peacemaker? To forgive and forget. You know, Christ buries our sins in the depths of the sea.
我们能不能饶恕成为一个成为一个使人和睦的人。
And so we need to remind our children, it was buried in the depths of the sea. Don't drag it back up.
我们要提醒他们，这些事已经埋在深海底下了，不要再把他们拉出来了。
So can we be a peacemaker? It's not easy work.
我们能够成为一个使人和睦的人吗？这也不是容易的。
And then as I close, I think about the concept in this passage. He says, "Blessed are those who have been persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven."
到结尾的时候，第十节说，为义受逼迫的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。
And he says, in the midst of that persecution, he says, "You're the light of the world. You're salt of the world. You're salt. You're salt of the earth."And your light of the world, and let your light shine before men. They may see your good works.
在你被逼迫的时候，你能不能真是像路上的光，地上也能够把你的光照亮这个世界。
So I close with this thought that in the midst of this broken world, this world that hates Christ, and we get caught up in it, they hate Christ, they're going to hate us.
所以我就想到，在这个破碎的世界上，他们是仇恨耶稣，也仇恨我们。
That somehow let God's light through you shine to those who hate Christ and hate His word and hate us. Let Christ's light shine through us.
能不能让耶稣的光只是通过我们，能够照亮那些恨耶稣、恨我们这些人
？As we apply these kingdom principles.They're going to see Christ's light in us, and it's going to impact them.
当我们把这些天国的这个特性展现出来的时候，他们也会改变。
I'll just take a couple of minutes to give you two examples. When I was in China a number of years ago, there was a young man who tried to share the gospel in his village through Christian businessmen's network.
所以我来讲两个例子，一个是在中国有个年轻人，他想通过这个机构把神的话语带给这个村上人。
And I was over there ministering in the churches and talking with him.
他说我在那个教会侍奉，跟那个人也谈话。
And he had small children.
他有小孩。
And they put him in jail. They put him in the local jail.
他们被放到一个地方的一个监狱里边。
While he was in that jail, he just shared Christ with the people around him.
我们在这个监狱的时候，他就跟周围的人也分享了福音。
After about 3 months,
三个月后
the guards said, "You know, we think you're mentally ill."
然后这监狱的管制的人说，你是不是精神有问题？
You're so consumed with this Christ person and.Your whole life is centered around this Christ person that you can't see, we can't see, and you're devoted to this book you're reading, all that. You're a strange person.
So, 你彻底被这个耶稣这个人被控制了，彻底被这本书控制了。你看不到我们想看的东西。
And he said, "You know, we don't know what to do with you."
我们不知道应该怎么对待你。
So they said, "We're going to let you out."
所以我们就让你出去。
And just don't come back for a while.
就不要再回来了。
And I think another story in, so he let his light shine in that jail.
所以他让那个光照到了那个监狱。
And I think another example is in a country, I won't name the country, but a country outside China in, that's in Asia.
另一个例子也是在亚洲, 我不想提这个名字,
and, this just,
不是中国,
and this just happened recently.
最近才发生,
where the villages were burned, and actually the government was a part of that.
这个村庄,
they turned a blind eye.
村庄, 被烧毁了, 这个政府也是参与的。
And many believers were killed, and some, their villages and some of their churches were burned.
很多基督徒被杀了，教会被烧了。But
the believers in that place,
但是基督徒,
they told them,
他们说,
they said, we know you don't like us, you hate us, but we cannot hate you back.
所以我们知道你不喜欢我们，你恨我们，但是我们不能恨你们。
In our humanness, we want to, believe me.
我们作为一个人，我们真想恨你们。
But Christ in us won't allow us to do that.
但是基督，我们里边的基督不允许我们这么做。
And so we ask you to turn to him.
所以我真是请求你们能够转向基督。
And I met some of these people at the school I just was at recently.
所以我最近在那边的一个学校见到这些人。
They had no animosity in their heart.
他心里边没有那种愤恨。
But they knew that we're just strangers on this earth and we're living for another world.
因为他们知道我们只是外人在这个世界上。 我们是要为另外一个世界国度而生活。
And that while we're here,
我们在这儿的时候,
our task is to show them the God of light.
我们的目的, 我们的任务就是要把, 神的光,
So one day they can be in the kingdom with us. Because we know all this down here is just temporary. That he's going to rule. The God of light. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for Christ, our King. And we thank you that one day he will come back to rule. Strengthen us to live as subjects of your kingdom of light now, to show the light of Christ in this new year to those who don't know you. In Jesus' name.